to draw our attention again to faithfulness. And in this connection, I would like to read some verses from Matthew 25. Verse 15 or 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered them unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged into the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants comes and reckons with them. And so he said, he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. His Lord said to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said to him, unto him, well done, good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which hath received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not sowed. And I was afraid, and went and hid the talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strove. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchanger, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which has 10 talents. For unto every one that has shall be given, he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And what some verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 12, for as the body is one, and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were one eye, there were the hearing. Where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now God has said, the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased him. I would like to draw our attention to the responsibility concerning faithfulness. First of all, we have to consider that we have to be faithful to our God. And this we considered on the examples of Moses and Samuel and and Daniel. And we could mention further verses more, I think, about Nehemiah in chapter 13, verse 13. There it is said from Nehemiah and his friends that they were faithful. It is remarkable that this judgment was given by God, not by themselves, but in all verses we read, God gave his judgment that they were faithful. And when we think about faithfulness, we have in the first step to observe that the faithfulness has, we have to look for in a vertical direction. That means from God to myself, or the other way, from myself to God. When it is very obviously and clear to myself that I am responsible to to God or the Lord Jesus Christ, then we may learn a very hard and good lesson from Matthew 25. We have read that a man traveling into a far country, obviously it's our Lord Jesus Christ who has left the country, and he himself, as the head of the church, has given the gifts. And what I would like to point out this evening is that it is not a question of measurement, how many gifts I have given. Here in this passage, he says that he doesn't say what they have to do with the talents. The first one received 5, the second 2, and the third one only 1 talent. And here he does not say what they have to do with the talent. Everyone from us has given, has received 1 gift, maybe 2 or 5. And it is my or your responsibility how we handle these talents. We are responsible in the first direction to God, to the Lord Jesus himself. How do I handle the gift which I have? Here is somebody, maybe, he says, I am not an intellectual man. I am like Moses, hard of tongue, excuse me, you know what I mean. He was not a man who was able to speak fluently, but everybody has received a gift for minimum 1 talent. And you and I are responsible to do with this talent that work what the Lord laid before my hand. We have a similar or nearly the same history in Luke 19, where the Lord gives pounds, each one received one. And then he says, occupy with this pound until I come. We are in the last days of the time of grace. We are all sure. I think the word of God promises that we are very in the latest days, the long shadows give the signs that the Lord's coming is very near. And we have to handle with here the talents or with the pound until he comes. And his coming is standing very close before us. And what I would like to say here in connection with the talents, with 5:2-1, is that the Lord judges what we have to do in the vertical responsibility. And it is very glad to myself that when we read verse 21 and 23, there we will find the same word, the same words out of the mouth of our Lord Jesus. His Lord said unto him, well, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of the Lord. These words were received by the man who received 5 talents. Maybe yes, someone of the brethren who says, I don't have 5 talents. But look what the Lord says in verse 23. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Please equalize exactly the words in verse 22 and 23. It will encourage everybody of us here in this room that it is not a question of intelligence, not a question of capability, or what I would repeat now. It is not a question of money. The Lord doesn't want your money. He doesn't want your intelligence, but he wants your time, and he wants your faithfulness. And for that, we are in the first race responsible to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And we do well, beloved brethren, when we consider that. If this is very clear and without saying for myself, then we will follow and understand what Paul says in Romans 12. It was already mentioned today, and in 1 Corinthians 12, where we have the function of the body of Christ. We all know that the assembly is contemplated by Paul under 3 aspects. The assembly is the bride, and the bride is characterized by love. He explains to Timothy in the first letter that the assembly is the house of God, and he writes to him that his behavior should be according to God himself. then we have the third aspect, and this is the body of Christ. And there is our responsibility in a horizontal way. Let us continue in our minds that in the first direction, I am responsible and due to the Lord himself. And we have understood this teaching a little bit in practice, then we are able to fulfill our responsibility in a horizontal way. And we have read this in 1 Corinthians 12. Excuse me, brethren, I'm not so aware with the English Bible. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. We have heard this afternoon that the truth of the assembly, the mystery of the assembly, is given to the Apostle Paul. He had the revelation of the risen Christ, Christ in heaven, and this appointed his service on his whole way. And here, as already mentioned, he introduced to us the assembly, the body of Christ. And that means, I like to repeat, function. In this body, every member has its own purpose. And it is good to be aware in the presence of the Lord, what is my purpose as one member in this body. And we understand human-wise very well when one member of our bodies is failing. The whole body comes short. Excuse me, my English. But you understand what I mean. All members have to be in their places and to work for their own. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Or in this body, we have always to consider that Christ is the head of this body. And all directions, practical-wise, have to become from the head to the members. And if we have understood that the responsibility in the first way goes in a vertical direction from God to myself, then I will fulfill what my purpose will be in this holy body. It is very sad to say what is the situation with the man who has received only one. He had no idea about his Lord, or he thought he was a strong one. But it is a question here of responsibility. We don't think about saved or unsaved, but we are here, as we have read in the first verse, we are in the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom is characterized by a responsibility. There is a king, and we have to obey this king. Oh, yesterday, one of the brethren told about God and Father. He is our king too. But we will not pray to the king. and you are a director of a big company, and your son comes into your office to pay a short visit, he will not tell to you, "Good afternoon, Director so-and-so." He will say, "Good afternoon, my father." And so we have the privilege to to come to our God and our Father. Dear brethren, this was the first revelation given by the risen Lord himself to the wife, to Mary from Magdala. I go to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Oh, Father is a question of relationship. We are child or children of this Father because we have the same life. The same life that was in our Lord Jesus Christ is in me. Paul explains this very truth to the Colossians when he says, when Christ, our life, will be revealed, there is an identification between the life of Christ and myself. When I look on the way of the Lord Jesus Christ going here, his way on earth, I could say this life is my life. Oh, he explained this in very short verses. Well, it's a question of relationship. But one brother mentioned in a very nice way, he is my God too. But when we think about God, then we have to consider his authority. Authority that he has over my personal life. And this is what we have in Matthew 25, in a vertical direction, firstly, and secondly, in a horizontal way, when we look on the wonderful body of Christ here on earth, let us not forget that he is our head, and the directions will come from himself.